Hello, BCT listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. And today, in this edition, we'll talk about other miscellaneous features and maintenance features that you'll find in Windows Vista, which includes disk management, such as disk cleanup and disk defragmenter, Windows Complete PC Backup and Restore, ReadyBoost and ReadyDrive, and in the conclusion, I'll talk about redesign help and support. So far, I've said that Windows Vista is one of the evolutionary operating systems that I ever encountered besides XP. When I first heard about Windows Vista, I thought that it'll be just like XP, but as I come to terms with it and learning new features every day, I say that Vista far outstrips XP in terms of usability and accessibility. And today, according to my outline, is the final edition of this series. Well, there will be more appendixes and addendums that will be coming in the years to come. And today I'm going to conclude this series by showing you other miscellaneous features that people have asked about. I'm sure that these features I'm going to be showing you will be useful for other folks. I'm going to first start off by showing you system maintenance features. Ever since Vista came out, there was a huge discussion on the mailing lists about how to back up your computer. Or, as I found out, Norton Ghost does not work, and Microsoft has done a good job on providing an emergency backup tool, and it is called Windows Complete PC Backup / Windows Complete PC Restore. If you used Norton Ghost or any other disk cleaning software before, you'll know that backing up your data is essential for maximizing security and to prepare for emergency situations such as crash of your hard drive, virus infections, etc. And having a clone of your disk image saves you a lot of time because all your software and your data is stored on a one disk image. And Microsoft has further improved on that, and the backup center that is included in Vista is much more powerful than XP. Although it has the same interface as XP and same options as XP, it has one more feature that is essential for business users and power users, which is a Windows Complete PC Backup / Restore. As the name implies, Windows Complete PC Backup / Restore utility will allow you to back up your entire hard disk. And in case of an emergency, you can pop in your Windows Vista DVD and go to Repair My Computer and select your Windows hard disk that you have your image, and then restore it that way. Which is pretty useful if you want to restore your hard drive or if you need to change your hard drives. The Windows Complete PC Restore Complete Backup requires at least a working Windows operating system and at least one or two DVDs depending on your size of your partition, and or in external hard disk. These are pretty handy if you want to store other data that cannot be stored on your computer. Plus, if you have enough room, you can store your Windows installation. I have in my setup a Western Digital 80GB Passport hard drive, which is a laptop hard drive, which is used to store my music archives, program archives and, in some scenarios, image from a complete PC backup. So you'll need enough room to store the Windows image. In this case, you'll need the room for the hard drive. The total size of Windows installation. So if, for example, if your installation is about 10 gigabytes in size, you'll need at least 15 gigabytes of room, free space, in order to copy your image right. You need 10 gigabytes for room for the hard drive itself, plus 5 gigabytes for spare space. So what I'm going to do is I am going to press Windows key.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Go to control panel.
Leaving menus, Windows Explorer. Folder view, list view, not selected, add hardware, 1 of 53, not selected, add hardware.
The backup options are housed in what's called
Backup and Restore Center.
Backup and Restore Center, which is more tidier than XP. So I'm going to press enter.
Repair Windows using System Restore link.
Okay, these are the options of Backup Restore. If you want to repair your computer using System Restore, which I'm going to show it later, you can do that here. And by the way, System Restore is more accessible than XP's because it is no longer a page, web page driven interface. It's just a dialog.
Create a restore point or change settings link.
If you want to create a restore point, you can do that.
Windows Easy Transfer link.
If you want to transfer data from previous Windows, you can do that here.
Help link.
Help.
Backup files button, Alt plus B.
If you just want to backup files, you can do that here. Just like XP, you can select which type of file that you want to backup.
Backup computer button, Alt plus A.
If you want to backup your whole computer by utilizing Windows Complete PC Backup, you can do that here, which is new to Windows Vista. And this is just a cautionary note that Windows Complete PC Backup only exists in business editions, which are Windows Vista Business, Enterprise, and Ultimate. In home versions, home basic and home premium, you need to still use the Ghost or other disk cloning software, or you can use the backup files to backup your computer.
Which type of backup should I make? Link.
This is just a general overview of which backup should I make. This is a help and support link.
Restore help link.
Restore help.
Link, what are shadow copies? Link.
Shadow copies. Shadow copies are like a file. Is a backup, is that technically a backup service? It allows you to have a previous version of files that you want to restore. And there is a new tab that is created automatically in properties window of each file and folder and drive where you can restore the previous version of the file, folder, or drive.
Restore files button, Alt plus R.
If you want to restore files from a backup location, you can do that here.
Advanced restore link, Alt plus O.
Advanced restore, which includes from Windows Complete PC restore.
Restore computer button, Alt plus M.
Again, this is restore computer, which is used to restore a computer from crashed states such as virus infections, corrupted hard drive, etc.
Use system restore to fix problems and undo changes to Windows link.
You can do that here.
Toolbar desktop split button, search repair Windows using system restore link.
Okay, these are the options that are presented in Windows Backup and Restore Center. On my system, I have System Restore disabled in order to maximize disk space. You can actually turn on and turn off System Restore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to
Create a Restore Point or Change Settings link.
Change Settings, I'll press Space.
Press. System Properties dialog, System Protection page, how much disk space is required, link. How do I use previous versions, link. Automatic restore points list view, local disk C system none not checked, 1 of 1, local disk C system none not checked.
Which means that the restore points are not created.
OK button, automatic restore points list view, local disk C system none not checked, 1 of, checked, OK button.
If you check on this checkbox, it'll start system restore.
Backup and Restore Center. Create a restore point or change settings link.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a restore point just to show you how to restore using System Restore.
REST. System properties dialog. System protection page. How much disk space? How do I use previous versions? Link. System restore ... button. Alt. Automatic restore points list view. Local disk C system unchecked. 1-1. Create ... button. Alt plus C.
You want to press space and create button. This is the part of the system properties.
System protection dialog. Create a restore point. Type a description to help you identify the restore point. The current date and time are added automatically. Edit.
You can type anything that you want. So in this case, I'll type test restore point.
Create button. Alt plus. System protection dialog. Creating a restore point ... Creating a restore point ...
It'll go and automatically create a restore point. You have to actually press tab on to go to create button. Press space on that. Please be aware that just like XP, System Restore does use disk space as it.
System Protection dialog. The restore point was created successfully. OK button.
This is the one that you want to hear. It says System Restore dialog. Restore point has been created successfully. This will indicate that the restore point that I just typed, test restore point, has been saved and has been created. So I'll press space and OK button.
Create ... button. OK button. Backup and restore center. Create a restore.
Just to show you how system restore works in under Windows system, I'm going to press space and repair my computer.
Repair Windows using system restore link.
Okay, this is the link that you want to choose to go to system restore.
REST. System restore dialog. How does system restore work? Link.
Instead of XP system restore in Vista presents dialog.
System restore.
And to go to shortcut, you'll press Windows key and just type system restore and it'll go there.
Open system protection link. Next button, Alt plus N.
Press next, this is introductory screen.
Current time zone, Pacific Daylight Time, list view, April 15th, 2007, 9:40, 9:40 a.m.,
1-1. Okay, that's the only restore point that we have. This is a list, restore point list, where you can select them from a range of restore points. I don't know the limit, but after a while, system restore will erase the system point that is oldest. For instance, I only have one restore point, so this has already been selected. I'll press tab.
Back button, Alt plus B. Next button, Alt plus N.
If you selected your restore point, you will press space on next button.
Time, April 15th, 2007, 9:40, 9:40 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Finish button.
This is just the confirming screen. I'll press Control Insert W to virtualize window, and I'll read the screen for you.
Virtualize system restore. System restore. Confirm your restore point time, April 15th, 2007, 9:40, 9:40 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Description: manual. Test restore point. System restore will restart your computer to apply these changes. Before you proceed, save any open files and close all programs. Back. Finish. Cancel. Finish. Finish. But.
Okay. System restore, just like XP, does take few moments, about few minutes to restore your computer. So I'm going to do is I'll press space and finish button. And when Windows shuts down, I'm going to pause this recording, and I will come back when Windows has restarted.
System restore dialog. Once started, system restore may not be interrupted and cannot be undone until after it is completed. Are you sure you want to continue? No button, Alt plus N.
If you want to, this is a cautionary message. If you want to continue, you can do that. If not, you can press N for no. In this case, I'll continue. Why?
System restore dialog. Preparing to restore your system ... Preparing to restore your system ... System restore. Preparing to restore. Preparing to restore your system ... Preparing to restore your system ... 0%. Preparing to restore your system ... Preparing to restore your system ... 0%.
Okay, it has started. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause this recording and I'll come back when Windows has restarted. Okay, Windows has restarted. I restarted JAWS, and the first dialog that should appear after system restore is this.
System restore dialog. System restore completed successfully. The system has been restored to April 15, 2007, 9:40, 9:40 a.m. Your documents have not been affected. Close button.
This is the message that you want. It says successful, or some other cases failed. And it will ask you to advise you to try another restore point. So I'll press space on close button.
Desktop.
For some reason, there's a focus issue. That is how you use system restore to restore your point. It may take some disk space, but I recommend that you delete your restore points at least once every week to tighten your free space. One of the new features that are introduced in Windows Vista is what's called Windows Complete PC Backup. As I stated earlier on this podcast, that Windows Complete PC Backup is a program that allows you to backup your whole hard disk onto another hard disk or DVD if you want. Windows Complete Backup does work well, and if you saved it in a safe location, when you have a disaster like a hard drive crash, you can pop in your Windows Vista DVD and then restore your computer from that location. I know that it is so far, I know that it saves onto an external hard disk or a DVD. I haven't quite figured out how to save it to another partition, nor onto a network drive. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Windows key for Start menu.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Type Windows Complete PC Backup.
Leaving menus. Windows Complete PC Backup search results in index locations. Folder view list view. Not selected. DCT Windows Vista podcast. What's included?
No, that's not it.
Menu. Edit. Start searching. Leaving menus. Backup and restore center. Backup computer button.
There we go.
Windows Complete PC Backup. Cancel button. On the hard disk radio button checked. What?
There we go. I just press Alt A to go to that location. This is the startup screen where we're going to select the location where you want to save this image. There are two locations, DVD and hard disk. Saving to an external hard disk is pretty useful if you have sufficient space in hard disk. And be aware that the hard disk must be formatted to NTFS because image can be very large. DVD, if you want to save it to a DVD, that's okay. If you have sufficient DVDs, like 4 or 5 DVDs,
combo box, WD passport E, 1 of 1.
If you select the option, it will show you the device that is associated with it.
Next button, Alt plus N.
Press space on next.
List view, not selected, local disk C system, 1 of 1.
This is the target source screen. And then press down arrow to select it.
Start backup button, Alt.
If you want to start backup now, you can press enter on here. And since backup takes few moments, depending on the hard disk space and the amount of data that you have on the storage drive, what I'm going to do is I'm going to press enter on that and pause this recording until it has been finished.
Windows Complete PC Backup dialog. Windows is saving the backup .. Stop backup button, Alt plus S.
Okay, Complete PC Backup has finished. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the screen.
Virtualizing window. Windows Complete PC Backup. The backup completed successfully. Close.
Okay.
Close. Virtual viewer. Close button. Back. One. One. Hope. Backup and restore center. Backup and restore center. One.
What happened was that the image of the hard disk has been saved to this VHD file. The VHD file in question is stored in the whatever the drive / Windows System Backup. Let me go.
Computer. Folder. WD. Folder view list view. Not selected. Windows Image Backup. What?
Yep, it says Windows Image Backup / there should be a VHD file with your image of your hard disk on it. To restore your system, you would boot from the Windows Vista DVD. At the first screen, you would press Alt N for next. And then at the next install screen, you would go to Repair My Computer and select the source where the image resides and you can restore it. This is pretty useful if you want to upgrade to a larger hard disk or if your system has just been infected by malicious software. So that's a new addition to Windows Vista. For home users, I still recommend using a disk cloning software. Other utilities that are included in Windows Vista, and this is the specific to improving the system performance. It's called Ready Boost and Ready Drive. Ready boost and ready drive are two same things, but they function differently. Although both involve flash media, and both are designed to make the system faster. Ready boost is a system that allows Windows to store temporary content on the flash media before it is written to the disk. So like flash extension to RAM. Ready boost is commonly found, can be used with flash drives, commonly known as USB thumb drives, jump drives, whatever. What I have right now is a PNY 2GB USB flash drive. I'm going to insert it to one of the USB ports on my computer and you will hear this.
With a portable music player support, not yes, but no. Microsoft Windows dialog, scan and fix recommended button.
No.
One. Oh, oh. Autoplay, 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 autoplay. 25 star 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 1. Autoplay, list view, JAWS public, not select, open folder. Open folder to view files used. 1.
That's because it has been used by Ready Boost already.
Computer, full USB twit. USB twit, cause Ready Boost, do not use it. Computer.
There we go.
1.
Actually, if you start inserting your flash drive, you'll hear this.
Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Windows. Plan. Microsoft Windows. Autoplay dialog. USB. 1. Open my DCT 430 chat window. Pause. Microsoft Windows. Continue with up. Scan and fix recommended button. Autoplay dialog. List view. Speed up.
Speed up my system. That's the one that you want to use. And this is used to enable Ready Boost. Press enter on here and it will go to the property sheet of the flash drive in question.
1. Hope-Ovenmeyer BCT 430 chat window paused. USB 20 FDF properties dialog. Ready Boost page. Do not use this device. Radio button checked. 102.
Okay, we have the Ready Boost tab. If the device supports Ready Boost, then it will appear here. If not, it will not. There are two options. Do not use this device, which is used to turn off Ready Boost.
Use this device. Radio button.
Use this device is used to turn on Ready Boost.
Space to reserve for system speed. Left right slider. 100%.
This is the percentage of space that is reserved. By default, Ready Boost will use the available space on your flash drive. So let's say if you have a 1GB of free space remaining, then it'll use all of the 1GB of free space.
Speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Edit spin box 1600.
This is used to change the megabyte range. Ready Boost, this is the slider where you can adjust how many megabytes of disk space will Ready Boost use. By default, it'll use all available free space, but you can adjust it. My own personal recommendation, and from others, is that you use the same amount as your RAM. For example, if you have a 1GB RAM, you might want to use 1GB of free space on your flash drive. But for efficiency reasons, I recommend that you use amount of disk space that it is 1.5 times the amount of RAM. So if you have a 2GB of RAM, I recommend that you use at least 3,000 megabytes of disk space, which is about 2.5 gigabytes. So I'll press enter to go enable Ready Boost.
One, open my.
I found that Ready Boost does speed up your system. In this case, about 10 to 25% increase in speed compared to non-Ready Boost systems. And you'll notice that it responds a bit faster.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Like this.
Leaving menus, start button. Taskbar, blind, cool, tag button. Inbox, micros, audio, window. One, downloads, but blind, cool, inbox, micros, blind, cool, tag button. Blind, cool, notification, Chevron, system, AV, system, currently connected to, fully charged, 100, currently connected to, home access, local and internet button. Volume button, 5:51 p.m., notification, Chevron, button.
You'll notice that, unlike the previous podcast, this edition, it is a bit faster because I have enabled Ready Boost. Before you take out your device that has Ready Boost on it, I recommend that you go to Windows Explorer.
Windows Explorer, not select.
Point to the device and Alt Enter to go to Property Sheet.
Label Edit USB 20FD type of text USB 20FDF property.
There we go. I'll press Ctrl Shift Tab 2Is to go to Ready Boost page.
Ready Boost page. Speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Use this device. Radio button check.
to turn it off, you can press.
Do not use this device.
Radio. Operator to go to do not use device. I'll press enter.
Computer folder view.
Ready boost is off.
One.
And the file is readyboost.scache file. It is. The file size depends on the amount of megabyte that you chose to use. So, example, in my case, I said 1600. So the file size will be about 1600 megabytes in size. So I'll take out the flash drive. ReadyBoost is useful if you need to speed up your system to some extent, but do not trust the device completely because as several people mentioned, flash does have limited number of write slash read cycles, and some flash drives combine the speed, various speed of the flash, so it might contain fast and slow flash chips. In my case, mine was a fast one. The other related feature is Ready Drive, and Ready Drive is only available on hybrid drives. A hybrid drive is a conventional hard disk with the flash memory on top of it. What it will do when Ready Drive is enabled, the system will utilize the flash memory. So what we'll do is the information that is normally written to the hard disk first will be redirected to be written on the flash disk first. So after setup time, if it does require you to copy some data to the hard disk, it will then utilize the flash media to copy it to the hard disk. And normally the information that is accessed from the hard disk is stored on the flash memory. It will reduce the spin rotation of your hard drive, which is pretty useful if you're on laptop and you want to maximize battery. The Ready Drive will only available on these hard drives, and it appears as a page on the property sheet. Mine is on a hard drive, it's on a hybrid one, so in my case, it does not appear. Before I conclude this podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you redesigned Help and Support Center. Help and Support has changed. Instead of the boring edit boxes and such same page links, it is now more tidier and more accessible. If you have been using PacMate before, or in Brono systems to some extent, you'll notice that the Help and Support, it feels more like PacMate's help system, although it does have some characteristics from Brono's system where you can search for things. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start Help and Support.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
You can actually press Windows F1 to start it as well.
Leaving menus. Windows Help and Support, 15 links. Help and Support, find an answer. Summary, this is a table of links to learn more about Windows and links to online support and other resources. Table with 3 columns and 2 rows. Link graphic Windows Basics. Link Windows Basics. Link graphic Security and Maintenance. Link Security and Maintenance. Link graphic Windows Online Help. Link Windows Online Help. Link graphic Table of Contents. Link Table of Contents. Link graphic Troubleshooting. Link Troubleshooting. Link graphic What's New. Link What's New. Vertical Bar. Table End. Ask someone. List of 4 items. Bullet Use Link Windows Remote Assistance to get help from a friend or offer help. Bullet Post a question or search for an answer in Link Windows Communities. Bullet for technical assistance. Contact Link Microsoft Custom. Customer support online. Bullet link more support options. ... List end. Information from Microsoft. List of 3 items. 1. Link find your files and folders. 2. Link get your programs to work on this version of Windows. 3. Link update your drivers. List end. Graphic Microsoft website for professionals. For in-depth technical information, visit the Link Microsoft website for professionals. Graphic Windows help online. For more information,
okay, that's the first screen that appears. So if you need to browse on something like that, you can press enter on certain links like what's new, troubleshooting, table contents, etc. If you need to search for something, you press F6 to go to search field.
Search help edit.
And type anything you like. For example, if I want to find out more about Ready Boost, and then I'll press enter. Once I press enter, it'll say 31 links, because by default, Help and Support Center, it'll present 30 items that match your criteria, such as how to use ReadyBoost,
go to double,
double. Explanation of what Brady used. And the search result is very accessible. It no longer uses the same page links and other features that are found in XP. It just gives you as some kind of list. So it's pretty accessible. I'll press enter on that to give briefly show you what it does.
Three links, three results for ReadyBoost, three results for ReadyBoost, table with two columns and three rows. One, link one term ReadyBoost on or off for a storage device. Two, link two using memory in your storage device to speed up your computer. Three, link three ways to improve your computer's performance. Table end.
So three, it presents you as a table. So it's pretty accessible than XP's. Cautionary note that you need to have internet access in order to access the latest information. If you don't have internet access, it will give you the information that is stored on your computer.
Three results for ReadyBoost. Table with two columns and three rows. One, link one term ReadyBoost on or off for a storage device. Two, link two using memory in your storage device to speed up your computer.
So if you found a topic that interests you, you will press enter on that.
Table, column two, row two. One heading and seven links. Using memory in your storage device to speed up your computer. Heading level one. Using memory in your storage device to speed up your computer. Windows ReadyBoost can use storage space on some link removable media devices, such as link USB flash drives, to speed up your computer. When you insert a device with this capability, the autoplay dialog will offer you the option to speed up your system using Windows ReadyBoost. If you select this option, you can then choose how much memory to use for this purpose. However, there are some situations where you may not be able to use all of the memory on your link storage device to speed up your computer. Some link universal serial plus USB storage devices contain both slow and fast flash memory, and Windows can only use fast flash memory to speed up your computer. So if your device contains both slow and fast memory, keep in mind that you can only use the fast memory portion for this purpose. The recommended amount of memory to use for ReadyBoost acceleration is 1-3 times the amount of link random access memory RAM installed in your computer. For instance, if your computer has 512 megabytes MB of RAM with you plug in a 4 gigabyte GB USB flash drive, setting aside from 512 MB to 1.5 GB of that drive will offer the best performance boost. You can enable or disable ReadyBoost for a specific flash drive or other removable storage device. For more information, see link term ReadyBoost on or off for a storage device. Was this information helpful? It was.
That is the information that I got. So it is much more simpler and much more tighter than XP's help and support center. To back out, I'll press backspace.
Land. Three links. Two. Vertical.
And you can search for, you can browse other search results. Just for convenience, I'm going to do another search.
Search help edit ready boost.
I'm going to search about, let's see, Windows Media Center.
31 links. Best 30 results for link. Best 30 is a table with 2 columns and 30 rows. 1. Link 1 using Windows Media Center. Recommended links. 2. Link 2 Windows Mobility Center definition. 3. Link 3 burn the CD or DVD in Windows Media Center. 4. Link 4 with settings affect privacy in Windows Media Center. 5. Link 5 troubleshoot problems with DVDs and movies in Windows Media Center. 6. Link 6 keep Windows Media Center on top of other windows. 7. Link 7 show or hide notification.
Okay, that's it. So, it returned me with 30 best results.
Link the table end. 30. Table link 30 more results for Windows Media Center.
Oh, actually, I typed it wrong, actually. If there are other results that you want to look at, you can press enter on next 30 results. I couldn't find a way to configure Help and Support Center for your liking, but I would say that the default configuration would suit most people. I'll press R4 to get out of here.
What?
So that is are the features that are new to Windows Vista. Here are some of my comments. I would say that Windows Vista is a lot useful, a lot faster, a lot accessible. And I can say others because I would say that Windows Vista is the way to go, in my opinion. But you need to consider Access products before you jump to Windows Vista, because some Access products might not work with Windows Vista, and even though Vista had supports of screen readers like JAWS, actually JAWS and WindowWise support screen Vista in the form of a beta, it is not ready for major screen readers to fully function Windows Vista, like we saw with JAWS. That it does not support user account control. And with WindowWise, which has some performance issues. So I would say that Windows Vista is pretty good, in my opinion. If I would rate Windows Vista from 1 to 5, I'll give it a 4. Although Windows Vista is pretty useful, it has some challenges for people who are visually impaired that Windows Vista has new features, but there are some quirks or challenges that need to be solved and the problems that Microsoft has to address in the new following years with service packs and updates. So my recommendation is that if you want to try Windows Vista, you can do that. It's up to you. But I recommend that you wait until a phone version of Screen Reader is released, like JAWS 8.0 that fully functions Windows Vista, or WindowEye 6.1 that fully functions under Windows Vista. If you want to wait a bit more and want to stick with XP for now, you can do that, and you can make a sound decision and go to Vista later on, probably by end of this year. So I would say that Windows Vista is pretty useful. And this is a conclusion of the 7-part series on Windows Vista. There will be new features that I didn't cover, but there will be other podcasts besides mine that will cover more features. If you want to find out more about Vista in more details that I didn't go over, I recommend that you check out Rick Harmon's Vista series that he is doing now. And I'm certain that when I get more information that I didn't cover in this series, I'll post it as an addendum to this series. So thank you for listening to this 7-part series on a guide to Windows Vista. You can reach me by various means. You can reach me by email at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore, Lee, L-E-E, 22590 at yahoo.com. You can also reach me at joseph.lee, L-E-E, 22590 at gmail.com, or joseph.lee 22590 at blindsea.com. So thank you for listening to the series on podcast on Windows Vista.